Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, welcome everybody. Second hour today of Political Coffee, the show where we endeavor anyway to help you change your world by giving, well, talking about the political issues of the day in a way that, well, empowers you to help persuade a persuadable person. When it comes to Senate Bill 554, this is a bill that takes away your ability to defend your family. When it comes to that, you better stand up, folks, because you're going to lose that right. Do you want to be at a school play when some idiot walks in, pulls out a gun, some criminal, and starts shooting people? You want to be in a... I mean, seriously, do you want that? Do you want to not have a gun with you because you observed the law and the criminal didn't? That's what this boils down to. Art made a point about all these women. Folks, the numbers of women in Oregon getting concealed carry permits has just stunningly skyrocketed, especially with this defund the cops movement. Your personal safety is the most important thing to you, and you need to communicate to the very scared Oregon Senate Republicans that they need to walk out, and you've got their back, and you'd better mean it. So I've put on my Facebook page today the link where you can click, and it's to all the Senate Republicans. You can scroll down that page and you can email each one of them. You can call each one of their offices, including the independent Brian Boquist. They need to walk out, folks. They need to make a very strong statement here. Again, there is polling. And to get to Art's point, when we poll this stuff, now, I was only peripherally engaged in this poll, and caller, hang on, because I'm going to get to you in just a second here. Folks, we only I'm typically involved very deeply in polling. This one, I wasn't so much, but I know how it was polled because it was my pollster that was used. And I know that they polled more Democrats than Republicans. They weighted it. And I know they polled more people in Portland and more women. And it still shows the opposite of what the Democrat poll that has scared these Republicans. Now, these scared Republicans, even though they've seen this poll, and they know that under the right arguments, more people will back them in walking out than if they stay and they let this travesty pass. But yet, they're still scared, still afraid. That's why we need to be active. That's why you need to be active today, now. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll talk about this and all the other things that we have on the show plan today. We'll get into that. Got to go to the phones. Thanks for hanging on, caller. I really appreciate it. Your thoughts today. Welcome, and who are you?
Good morning, Jeff. This is Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hi. Yes, I support the Republicans walking out. I think we need to empower them with prayer and with hope. And to that end, yes. I sent you a link to a site that I can now watch because I have internet. It's based on Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So the site is andweknow.com. I stumbled onto it, and it gives us hope. It links things. It links little things in President Trump's speech where he said the Republican Party is a party of love. He talks about the Constitution, and I think that your listeners would get a great deal of hope if they go listen to a few of those andweknow.com based on Romans 28. If they listen to some of what he's saying, because he puts links together that tells us what's happening now and that there is hope. And this is kind of, I believe, a wake-up call. And it's not, something else I would like to, for us to call it evil, what is being happened, because not every Democrat is evil. They're just asleep. And not every Republican is good. There is some evil there. So, God bless you, Jeff. AndWeKnow.com.
Thank you, Gail. In fact, I just brought it up on the internet. It's andweknow.com. And it says here that it is a retired Marine Corps broadcaster trying to bring positive videos into a very dark world.
Yeah.
It looks like there's some pretty good stuff here. Yeah, thanks, Gail. I appreciate that very much. And I think your point is right on here, because not only do we need to be calling and demanding that the Senate Republicans walk out and that we're going to have their back, but we truly need to be praying for them at the same time, that they will understand the gravity of the situation they're in, how important it is that they weigh everything carefully and go do the right thing for liberty. And the right thing for liberty is not staying there and letting evil destroy our right to protect ourselves and our families. Those are given to us by God, not by government. And it's evil to try to take it away. Thanks, Gail. Appreciate it. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. I need to read some emails. Rich writes, they can cut school budgets, since they haven't had to really have school during the election year virus. Cut their budget by 30%. Then go to all agency and cut their budgets by 30%. The agencies have been on a hiring frenzy. When agencies like the unemployment department have over $83 million for 12 years, you know, that computer system that they never fixed that caused so many people so much pain, it seems they just don't need all that budget money, do they? Also, if we could get a bill that would state if you lock down the state, then state employees don't get paid until the end of the lockdown, especially the politicians and their aides and the heads of departments. I know I'm dreaming, but it would make sense. You're right. Corby writes, morning, Jeff. If people would just stop and understand the overall agenda that has been laid out to us, the insanity would make sense. Unfortunately, the truth is thrown out and called a conspiracy theory. So Terry and Loopy want me to say the phone numbers to call each of our Republicans. I will do that when we come back from the break at 20 minutes past the top of the hour. Lee writes an email about no diesel. Have you seen the black smoke that spews from diesel trucks, the smell and the effects on the environment? Oh my, they gotta go. In doing so, public transportation buses, train personal trucks, large trucks that deliver trains, personal trucks, large trucks that deliver the products we need, emergency vehicles, will be no longer. Gone will be the big box stores. Two-thirds of normal businesses, unemployment will skyrocket. What a great idea to usher in the utopian society they want. Sounds fun, doesn't it? No, it sounds pretty insane if you ask me. I'm going to get to the phone number things, but I also want to address the conspiracy theory stuff. I also, folks, I don't know if you saw this on the Populist Press. Lynn Wood released transcripts of what he says is a whistleblower, he believes, with some stunning things. I'm not sure I believe some of it. Some of it, I think there is some evidence of it. In fact, there's some stuff having to do with the DEA and Rod Rosenstein and a whole bunch of things. And I sent it to a retired DEA friend of mine last night that I know and trust. And he doesn't think it's real. Remember, with every great deception, there's always an element of truth. But it is interesting. I've got it on the show plan if you want to read it. Let's go to the phones. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you have to say today?
This is Dale.
Hi, Dale.
Regarding 554, I think that you may have read an email that I sent to all the senators a few days ago.
I did.
I don't know what I could add to that to get through their heads that I didn't already write. And I'm curious, what do you think it would explain why they're so afraid?
Because they're politicians. And a politician, first of all, Dale always wants to be liked by everybody. Okay? And Republican politicians are, especially in this state, justifiably so, think that they're outgunned by the news media and by social media and so forth. And to some extent, they're right. But it doesn't absolve them from their responsibility to stand up for the right thing and the Constitution. I just think that they're afraid that they're going to get recalled if they walk out, or afraid that it's going to hurt their ability to gain more seats or even get reelected. That's what I think they're afraid of. But they should have been encouraged by the opposite poll that was presented to them. But I don't know. I don't know.
So they're not afraid that they're going to be killed or tortured or that their families are going to be hunted down?
Oh, no. I think they're not looking at that
possibility
at all.
I don't understand what they're afraid of.
No, they don't understand freedom. They understand politics. At least they think they do. And they don't even understand that. They don't understand that there are far more of us that care about defending ourselves and our families than there is those people who are swayed by the political, emotional arguments of the gun grabbers. They don't get it. And the only way we're going to convince them, Dale, is for guys like you and me and everybody else listening to do exactly what you did. And thankfully, you did it. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back and I'm going to go find those emails and I'm going to read them on the air. And then when we come back, Dale, thanks for the call. When we come back here in a little bit, folks, I'll just read to you the phone numbers of the senators. So get ready to write them down if you can't get to the internet. Okay? Back in a moment. 6:07.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
We are back. It is 22 minutes past the top of the hour. So here are the phone numbers of the Oregon Senate Republicans. Get ready to write. Dick Anderson, 503-986-1700. 503-986-1705. By the way, all of these phone numbers are going to be 503-986. Only the last four digits will be different. Senator Lynn Findley, 503-986-1730. 1730. Senator Fred Girod, 503-986-1709. Senator Bill Hensel, 503-986-1729. Senator Dallas Hurd, 503-986-1701. Senator Bill Kenemer, 503-986-1720. 1720. Senator Tim Knope, K-N-O-P-P. Canope, 503-986-1727. 1727. Senator Dennis Linthicum, 503-986-1728. 1728. Senator Art Robinson, 503-986-1702. 1702. Senator Kim Thatcher, 503-986-1713. 1713. Senator Chuck Thompson, T-O-T-H-O-M-S-E-N. 503-986-1726. 1726. Senator Brian Boquist, independent. 503-986-1712. 1712. The emails that Dale was referencing, the email that he wrote to Democrats was different than the emails he wrote to the Republicans on the committee. This is on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he did this last Thursday. To Senator Floyd Prozanski, the chair, he wrote, "Stop Senate Bill 554. You know what the Constitution says. If you don't, you had better read it. You swore an oath to uphold and defend the constitutions of Oregon and the United States. Get off your high horses, all of you." To Kim Thatcher, he wrote, "Please do any and everything you deem necessary to stop this abomination of unconstitutionality." Thank you, Oregonians. Thank you. "Oregonians are reviewing this horrific bill with the utmost of alarm and gravity. The Second Amendment is imperative to the survival of the Constitution as a whole." To Michael Dembrow, Democrat from Portland, "I stop attacking our constitutional rights with which you swore an oath to protect and defend. We're not asking you. We're telling you. Show some respect for the constituents you serve, who are all the people of Oregon. Demonstrate some honor for once to the oath you swore." Every one of these emails are different, and that's the right way to do it. And they're sent individually to each of these senators. They weren't all sent at the same time in one email, because that'll get thrown out. If you want to be effective, you got to do that. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to our caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you, and what do you have to say? Good morning. Maybe you left. Okay. Well, call back at the bottom of the hour here, and we'll get you on the air to talk about this. The left's campaign against our human right to defend ourselves and our families is never going to end. Because what they understand is exactly what Dale just stated. You see, the Constitution only exists today because we fought a revolutionary war. Because we had the citizens, we the people, had weapons equal to what the military did. Now, we don't have that today. We have weapons that are mostly inferior, irrespective of how the Democrats call them, assault weapons. The bottom line, folks, is that the Constitution will only ever be protected because we have the right to keep and to bear a firearm. That's what scares the politicians. But the way they try to take it from us is to characterize us as domestic terrorists. By the way, did you see the testimony by Chris Wray, you know, the deep stater that Trump unfortunately put in as the FBI director? Did you see him admit in testimony yesterday in front of the Senate that there's no guns were recovered from any of these so-called insurgents? Yet I thought they had all this detail that that was what was going to happen, right? Didn't they have all that intel about that? Gee, I think that's kind of funny. They will always try to characterize, they'll try to take away our right to defend our families by calling us domestic terrorists. Now, what we have to do is turn the tables on them. We have to make it about defending ourselves and our families, because everybody gets that. Back in a moment.
Hating believers have light on their faces as they march through town to the riverside. They baptize believers in this celebration of it.
Stop the car. We gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. At the top of the hour, of course, Stacey Ann joins us live. Her show, Good Morning Salem. I want to continue the conversations about things. You can always do that with her, depending on what she's talking about. Got an email from the other Dale, and he makes an important point. He said, Jeff, the Federal Gun-Free School Zone Act of 1990 allows CHL holders, concealed carry holders, to be in schools and in school zones. If the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution takes precedence over state statutes, how are these Democrats writing these unconstitutional and getting away with it? Okay. Good point. Article 6, paragraph 2 of the U.S. Constitution is called the Supremacy Clause. It establishes the federal constitution and federal law generally takes precedence over state laws and even state constitutions. It's a good point. And caller, hang on, because I'm going to get to you in just a second here. Mac from Silverton writes, why would anyone want to pass a law that would prevent law-abiding citizens from protecting themselves from criminals? Why? Because that's not how well, it's the motivation. You see, they want to take away firearm rights to defend yourself, because it's the firearm that holds back their tyrannical designs that they're even talking about openly now. It used to be disguised. It isn't anymore. They literally think that we, those of us who believe this election was stolen, and we do, that we need to be deprogrammed. Those of us who say that, that's now called hate speech. And we're dangerous. And in fact, a congresswoman, Lauren Boebert from Colorado, that's a huge Second Amendment supporter, who carries a gun in the Capitol, as many congressmen and senators do, was called by General Honoré, a man who I've met that I used to have high regard for, that I think is a nut now, who's leading the so-called probe, who came out and he said she needs to be on a no-fly list, all because she believes in her right to carry a gun. So why would anyone want to pass a law that prevents law-abiding citizens from protecting themselves from criminals, Mac? Because they ultimately want power. And they want to be able to ram their power down our throats at the force, the point of a gun. But only they want to have the guns. Because they know as long as you and I have guns, they can't do that. You see, what you've just laid out, Mac, is the exact argument that works with persuadables. The Democrats want to take away your right to use a gun to defend your family. That's what this bill does. It creates felony traps. You just made the best argument, Mac. Well done. All right. Let's go to the phones. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you have to say?
Are you talking to me, Jeff?
I am. That's Tim.
Yes. Two things, because the light just changed. The first one is, when I testified a year or two ago, I went through a list of things, but then the last, I said, don't take away my last option. Because if you have a concealed weapon, you know using it is your last option. So right. If you talked about all the steps you would go through before you chose that last option, that would help explain that it isn't just a loose cannon out there. The second thing...
I like that. That's good. My last option.
So just don't take that away. The second thing, real quick, Jeff, is when I talk to people over when they have the hearing, is just taking out the emergency clause. If they took out the emergency clause, what do you think would happen if it went to the public?
Actually, on this Senate Bill 554, they did take out the emergency clause. It does not have it.
Good.
Now, if it passes the Senate and it'll go over to the House, assuming Republicans don't walk out, which we want to urge them to do. And I do like that. Being able to protect your family with a firearm is your last option. I like that. That's a great way of saying it. Okay. But if it goes to the House and they decide to put the emergency clause back on it, then it has to be repassed by the Senate. That's another bite at the apple for Republicans to do the right thing if they haven't done it the first time and walk out. They would have an opportunity to walk out again. My guess is they won't change it on the Senate or the House side because they'll want it to go right to the governor when it passes the House, and that's how that works. Thanks, Tim. Good point. I do like it. It's my last option. Using a firearm at a school meeting where I can legally concealed carry to protect myself and my family and innocent people around me from a school shooter. That is my last option, but I will take it. Let's go to caller, our next caller. Caller, good morning. What do you have to say today?
Are you talking to me?
I am. Is this Rebecca?
This is Rebecca. I'm calling from a different phone.
You sound great today, by the way.
What?
You sound great today.
Oh, I'm calling from a different phone. So I don't have any way of communicating with Ron, but I'm hoping he's still listening. And I believe that this is a continuation of what the Democrats have been doing for some time, in terms of getting us to have it be politically correct to not say the word lynching. And what they're trying to do is focus us onto one tool of lynching that makes us so that we don't remember all the other tools of lynching. The word lynching actually means to kill somebody by mob action without a trial. And so they've used all kinds of ways to do that, and when they focus it on the rope, it takes away from the idea that Black Lives Matter is actually burning down entire black neighborhoods without a trial. The black businesses are being burned. People are being killed in numerous ways. And that is lynching. But they're trying to focus our attention on the rope. And I believe that Ron will play into their hands if he actually goes to the Capitol with a rope. He needs to go to the Capitol with a sign. We need to not sacrifice him to be the person who plays into their hands to have a federal crime charged against him for carrying a rope. It's ridiculous.
Well, he can do it today. I mean, the bill hasn't passed. I mean,
okay.
He can do it today, but what's the difference between? I mean, to me, it's much more dramatic if he had an actual rope than it is to have a sign with a picture of a rope on it. By the way, either one of them would be illegal under this bill, Rebecca. But
well,
what you want to do is you want to make a dramatic statement. You want the visual of a black conservative holding a rope.
As long as we don't sacrifice him to their false, their lie that they're trying to create. They're trying to take away from the idea that lynching is all the other ways that they kill black people. And believe me, they are still focused on killing black people. Abortion kills more black people than they ever used to do with ropes or fire or any of the other kinds of ways that they used to kill black people. And another thing that people don't realize is that during the time that they were lynching people with ropes, there were about 5,000 people killed that way. 3,000 were black and 2,000 were white. And all of them were Republicans.
Where is that documented, the white people being... You're talking about they were killed by the KKK also?
Yes. And the
I
got from the history book Unfounded Loyalty, written by Wayne Perryman, and he was a lifelong Democrat until he discovered the truth, and he then sued the Democrat Party for their role in killing black people. And in his book, he has a whole bunch of names of people who were lynched.
Interesting. Thanks, Rebecca. Going to let you go and move on to our next caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you have to say?
Yes, this is your buddy here. Black redneck American. Yep. I'm telling you. I think I'm gonna go ahead. I'll let you know. And you know, I am tired. Like I said, it's not about. And for Rebecca, I understand the concerns and everything else. But as the Lord would say, you cannot serve two masters. You either stand for liberty and God, or you shall be sheep and led to the. To the burning coals of Auschwitz, Dachau, and Sobibor, Bukovina. I choose not the latter. That's all I have
to say. Thank you,
brother.
If you decide to do that, you let us know. We'll be there to help.
I sure will.
748.
I'll let you know in advance.
In bed, throw the covers on your
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. You know, I use CBD because it works for me. It's natural. It's not drugs that do bad things to your body with all kinds of side effects. No, that's how it works for me. And I do it, I especially the pain stick. You know, you guys hear me talk about that. And I just can't tell you how powerful that thing has been as a tool in my life to help me deal with just pain from my old injuries and when I maybe overdo it a little bit, working out or so forth. It really, really does help. And if you are thinking about that, you should really try CBD, but just don't try any CBD products. You need to buy from somebody you can trust, and that's Pro Bioscience. It's a company that is here in Salem, and they use only Oregon-grown CBD. And again, I can tell you as a former hemp grower for CBD that the standards that Oregon imposes on growers is the toughest in the nation. What that means is you can be assured of getting the highest quality product there is, not contaminated with all kinds of bad stuff that's not good for you. Like some of the CBD that comes in from China. Yeah, no kidding. Comes in from China and it gets made into CBD and it's sold on the internet and on store shelves. You don't know what you're getting, but you do when you buy from Pro Bioscience, because they're here in Salem and you can talk to them directly about not only all their good products, including some of their products that you can use safely and with great confidence, and you can pass a test. If you're in a sensitive position and you're subject to tests, zero tolerance understandings or rules, you can use some of their products safely with great confidence. And you can get the benefit of living pain-free, dealing with your pain management and not with pharmaceutical stuff that has side effects. Anyway, folks, sincerely, go to pro-bioscience.com. Pro-markbioscience.com and check out all their great products. And anything that you buy online, make sure you use the discount code CHANGE, the word CHANGE. We're in the change of seasons. This is March, right? CHANGE. And you get 15% off. And then ask them about their loyalty rewards program. You can save even more money. Pro-bioscience.com. Now, I think what is stunning for me in this entire argument about our right to defend ourselves is why so many common sense people accept the left's narrative about this. All the arguments that the left puts forward as to why this is necessary, it can all be blunted. And frankly, it can be a stronger argument when you talk about defending yourself and your family. Because, you know, it's like I said before we went to the break, everybody understands why that's important. Nobody disagrees with that. And then you can get into all kinds of other esoteric side arguments about, you know, if somebody's pounding on your door, kicks in your door, you have seconds to find a way to defend yourself. You do not have the opportunity to pick up the phone, dial 911, and wait for a police officer to arrive in 2 or 3 minutes, if they can get there that soon. Because by then, you're dead. You've been beaten. Your family members have been assaulted, beaten. Maybe everybody's dead. Using a firearm to defend yourself is your right. You have a human right to defend yourself in any way you deem necessary and appropriate. Or the government tells you you can or you can't. That's a human right. That's another thing that you can say to people. I have a human right. You have a human right to defend yourself by any means appropriate and necessary. A firearm is my choice as a last resort. Let's go to the phones. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you have to say today?
Is it me?
It is you, Kathy.
Hello. I just wanted to, excuse me. I just wanted to talk about what Rebecca was saying. I've been searching the internet for a guy's name, but he did a whole thing with Kirk Cameron on the history of the United States and what the Democrats were doing in the South back in the day after the war. They were lynching Republicans, and they had a list of names. And since the Republicans were white,
Kathy, can you find a different spot in the House? Or hold the phone up closely to your mouth because it's not coming through very well.
I'm sorry.
There we go. That's much better.
Okay, so the Democrats in the South after the war were lynching white people. They were Republicans. And after they ran out of Republicans, that's when they started lynching black people because they were easier to identify.
Now,
I'm looking
how
for
do
the
you
name
know that?
Of the guy. He's a very good friend of Michelle Bachman.
Okay. And?
What do you mean?
Are you there? Continue, please. You got about a minute.
Oh, that's all. I just wanted to say that they were killing Republicans because of their defeat in the war.
But how do you know that they started to kill black people because they ran out of Republicans?
Okay, see, this is the thing. I've been searching the internet this morning for the guy's name that did this report on history. And it all makes sense.
If you find it, let me know, because I am curious.
I'm going to find out.
Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate it. Appreciate you listening. Folks, thanks to all of you who participated in today's show. I hope that you have found something of value here. And more importantly, I hope you are moved to action to contact Senate Republicans and ask them to walk out to defend your right to defend your family with a firearm as a last resort, because that's what their walkout does. And the polling shows that's a stronger message. They have no reason to be scared. And yeah, they should defend and uphold the Constitution, because that's their oath. Stacey Ann's up next. Good morning, Salem, 7:59. See you tomorrow.